Cam FM 97.2. May Bumps.
M4.
We're away right now. Crews going through their starting sequence, pulling out a few shortened strokes at three-quarter and half slide, and then now starting to open up. But that's an absolute flyer by Corpus Christi. They're absolutely whistling past me. They've closed to about half a length on Claire Hall. They're hauling them in. It looks as if we may have a bump even before first post by Corpus Christi on Claire Hall. That's one to watch. I don't think that's going to go very long at all. Behind them, Claire have clear water over Kings, but Kings are not giving up. They're still more or less on station, as are Wolfston trailing behind Kings. Hugh Hall rating quite lowly, actually, for a start, trying to get the work on in the water.
To Alex. But
they're falling behind Wolfston as we go to Alex at first post.
So, yeah, so just had a very exciting bump from Corpus Christi M2 on Claire Hall M1 here, and now Claire M3 have had to take the bend very wide because it was such a vigorous bump that they hardly had time to clear.
Yeah, back to Shem.
Back to you, Shem.
So St. Ed's being chased by Keys, about a length in front of them, so their lead of a length and a half at the start is steadily eroding. Keys are putting in a big push for 10. It's probably close to within about three quarters of a length. I think they should have them if they pick a nice line around first post corner. As we look at Hobson coming flying by, followed very closely by Sydney Sussex. And there's been a bump way down the order. It looks to be Selwyn on first and third, but we'll confirm that later as we go back to the first post to Alex.
Yep, here on first post, I've just got Wolfson M2 going past me, followed by Hugh Hall M2, and it's looking like Keys M3 are about to bump on St. Edmunds M2. They're gaining a lot. There's only about half a leg there, so we'll have to follow that down. As we talk, throats Rahul, is there anything happening around you?
Yeah,
thank you very much. I've got Claire M3 rowing past me. There's a lot of shouts here, a lot of boats coming down. First post corner, Kings M2 there, probably roughly on station. Back behind them as well, there's going to be some action with Wolfson being chased hard by Hughes Hall M2 as I quickly pop to Shem.
Yeah, I can just say that Anglia Roskin caught Downing M3 just moments after
Rahul. Brilliant, thanks for that, Shem.
Yeah,
so that length between Hughes Hall and Wolfson is looking very sharp. It's about half a length behind them. We've got even more happening. St. Cat's are not very far in front of St. Ed, who just been caught right there, coming out of the gut by Keys, that will be. But I'll tell you what, that means that St. Cat's have really escaped because they were not looking strong. Right in behind them, it's going to be a struggle to clear for that Keys boat. They've got to get out of the way because the boat in behind them is powering on quite a wide line. He's trying to fend off Sydney Sussex, that's Homerton there. Homerton are now, they're going to manage to push round. It's going to be quite tight. The inside line here is being taken by the chasing boat, which is, of course, Sydney Sussex. It's going to be really tight. They look like they might have this to within half a length. There's lots of whistles. There's a canvas. There's overlap. Ooh, the bow ball's about a foot off here at the back here. I'm going to probably keep this one inside. The bow ball's not really moving, though, there. It's about a foot, maybe 20 foot, and they're managing to just about hold it off, Homerton. But it's going to be a real fight again. They take the wide Sussex getting right in on them here. There's not much they can do, Homerton, but they're managing just about to keep them away. The crew in behind them, Maudlin, just rowing with loads of clear water behind them. Even more whistles down Plough Reach as the bank parties kind of yell on that Sydney Sussex crew. But Homerton are not giving an inch by the looks of it. I've now lost sight of kind of clearly how far it is. As you can probably hear from the whistles that are keeping on going, there's no let up in that chase. It's going to be really interesting as it gets down to Molly Biddle at Ditton. Molly, can you see anything right now?
Hi, Rahul. We have literally just had a bump and I'm just running up to find out. I think we've had some Edmund on Hughes Hall, I think, but I'm going to confirm on that. Oh, that might not. Back down to you, Rahul, while I find out what's happening.
Okay, thank you very much. I've just got Fat coasting past me here. They're going to have quite a lonely row all the way to the finish. There's nothing in behind them, which probably means that Pembroke M3 have bumped Selwyn. I think, actually, Alex did call
Rahul
Pembroke M3 into the division proper. Shem, what have you got?
Yeah, so Pembroke M3 managing to bump Selwyn M3 before they even reached the motorway bridge. I don't know if there's a record for the fastest bump, but that would have to be close as they put in a pretty stunning row, talking to some of the spectators down there to catch them just a matter of strokes into the course. So they'll be very happy with that. Russell, back to you.
So I can confirm that what I actually saw, the bump that has just happened, it's an Edmunds M2 on, oh no, Hughes Hall M2 on Wilson M2. So a very good bump there from Hughes Hall right around the corner just before hitting at the long reach. And ahead of me, I've had a lot of crews row on past. I haven't seen any other bumps. That is the only bump that's happened along the reach so far. So back down to you, Rahul.
Thank you very much, Molly. So the two that I'd really like confirmation on, if you have anything, was that Sydney Sussex M2 Homerton bump. I can see two crews pull down really far down Plough Reach into the start of Ditton Corner. So I suspect that might be Sydney Sussex M2 who have caught Homerton M2. But I'd really like confirmation whether you've seen either of those boats row past you.
I will chase it up.
Okay, brilliant. Well, it's all now quite quiet here on Grassy Corner. I'm going to walk down and see if Key's crew are up for a quick chat. Now just crews behind them are obviously starting to paddle back home. It will be a really interesting one, this Key's crew. Again, they've really stripped the bank here. They've got quite a lot. Molly hopefully going to be finding out about that. But I've got the Key's crew here. I've got their cox, who might be willing for a quick chat. Guys, you bumped on Grassy. How's it feel?
Very proud of all the rowers. I think we did a fantastic job. And we're on tomorrow.
Brilliant. Thanks, guys. Almost fell in the river there. But very worth it. See the looks of delight on the Key guys' faces. Well done, guys. So in which case, Molly, do you have any news, Molly?
I can confirm that Sydney Sussex have bumped Homerton just opposite the plough. We've got a very upset looking Homerton, so I'm going to quickly sweep past and see if I can get any lowdown from Sydney Sussex, who are looking very jubilantly covered in greenery. So hang on, here's someone from Sydney Sussex. Hi, Sydney Sussex bow. Could you tell us how that race went for you?
Good fun. Very tiring, but we managed to get good overlap with Homerton, and yeah, they're in my provision for a good kind of 20 seconds before we actually smashed into them. So yeah, great fun.
Thank you very much. So back to you, Rahul.
Thank you very much, Molly. Well, with that then, we can give you a provisional rundown of this division right at the top. It looked like Jesus M3 were clear for a row over in behind them. Corpus M2 bumped Clare Hall M1. Not quite sure what happened between Clare M3 and Kings M2. They were roughly on station as they came past me at Grassy, so that one might have developed. Molly was suggesting, obviously, that they were both still rowing down the reach. So I'm going to call that one as row overs, but that is yet to be confirmed. Hughes Hall M2 bumped Wolfson M2. St. Cat M3 rowed over, really lucky to row over, because Keys absolutely gunned down St. Ed. It's going to be a clash to look forward to tomorrow, Keys M3 on Cat M3. Sydney Sussex, as you just heard, after a real tussle down Plough Reach, managing to get a bump opposite the Plough Pub, bumping Homerton M2, Magdalen M3 due a row over because Anglia Ruskin M1 floating down the cam here, taking Downing, down another place on the river, unfortunately. First and third M4 rowing over, Pembroke M3 bumped Selwyn M3. That means Pembroke M3 into the M4 division proper. Good day for Pembroke so far. Let's see if we can keep it up as the day goes on. Back to you, Jack.